San Francisco spends about $165 million each year on homeless services. That's according to a report requested by City Supervisor Mark Farrell. In an attempt to understand the cost-effectiveness of those programs, Supervisor Farrell organized a series of 8 hearings this spring focused on homeless services in San Francisco. Farrell sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney to talk about what came out of those hearings.
What do you think has worked in the last 10 years? So San Francisco has, you know, depending on how you see it, done a good job, not such a good job of retaining a similar homeless level to what it had 10 years ago. What do you think is working well?
Number one, what we've actually done is we've started to implement some rapid rehousing programs. So people that are on the brink of homelessness here in San Francisco, rapid rehousing where we can provide rental subsidies on a short-term basis to make sure they don't end up on our streets. That's stemming the tide. We actually have really used a program called Project Homeward Bound, where if we can find family members or loved ones in the cities where these individuals are from that are willing to take them into their home and commit to that, then we actually provide a bus ticket home and meal money home. That is a very effective way for us to make sure that people not only don't become homeless and remain homeless on our streets of San Francisco, but also, if you think about it, the care and love of their families and an infrastructure where there is a lot of support, that's where they have the best chance to succeed, not in a city where they don't know anyone or know a lot more limited people.
If they have family like that who is supportive, I mean, some people would say that that's just shipping the problem out to another city.
No, and we need to be very careful that to distinguish between the two. It's not as if the Nevada issue when they were dumping patients
exactly
inside of our city of San Francisco. It is completely different than that. It's a very hefty screening process up front. We make sure we contact and we get a hold of and speak multiple times with their family or loved ones in different cities. And we track them to great success. I believe it was after a year, about 60% of those individuals are still living with their family members. 20% are living with other ones within the cities that we sent them back to. And again, it's putting them in this situation, whether it be inside of San Francisco or outside of our city, that they are in the best position to succeed. And that's what we want for them.
Are there other aspects of our 10-year plan that are working effectively?
Well, the number one recommendation, and it's one thing we have succeeded in doing, was building 3,000 new supportive housing units. And believe it or not, 10-year plans from government a lot of times don't go the way you might think they want to go. But we've actually succeeded in that. We're about, I believe, in the next year or two to build our 3,000th unit.
I'm interested in where the supportive housing units that are being built are. I know that there's so much development happening in San Francisco, and there's a lot of discussion about who is it for. So where are these 3,000 units being built, and what do they look like?
They're throughout our city, and there is no one-size-fits-all. To be honest, as a city, we need to be a little bit reactive and opportunistic in what we can build and what we can use as city resources. So when you talk about developers building market rate housing, we have an inclusionary housing ordinance fee where they have to pay a certain percent of the building costs to our mayor's office of housing, and then we can use that to build supportive housing units, or they can build those units themselves on site.
So we talked about some of the things that are working okay on the last 10-year plan that San Francisco established to reduce chronic homelessness. What have you found, then, that is not working well?
We have a number of services across our city and for homelessness, but what we also don't have, for instance, is a central coordinated assessment model. We don't have the ability or a centralized database, one might imagine, put a name into a computer and say, here's what we have in terms of housing available. We can put you into a shelter tonight, into a supportive housing unit. A little bit of a triage model saying, what are your needs? Is it just economic? Are there mental health issues? Are there other issues? Do you have family members involved? It is completely haphazard right now. We're trying to do a lot better with scarce resources in that regard, but we don't have that coordinated assessment model. So that has really failed over the past 10 years. The good news is we have worked on that for the past 2 years, and starting this fall, we're implementing a coordinated assessment model so we can make sure that if I come off of the street or try to come off of the street, we know right away what's available, where we can put that person. And that just speaks to making sure we use what we have in terms of city resources efficiently.
Were there any things that you've found in studying the 10-year plan that you think just really are not working at all and need to be scrapped?
I wouldn't say anything that needs to be scrapped. There's really nothing that we do that is a bad idea. It's really about being efficient and how do we think we need to address the problem. I'll give you one area, however, that I focused on early on. We have over 4,000 people sleeping on our streets on any given night. We have a homeless outreach team that is meant to be on the streets, engaging with these individuals, seeing if they can would accept services. we only funded our homeless outreach team so that at any given point in time, 2 to 4 people were on the streets of San Francisco at any given time.
For those 4,000 people.
For those 4,000 people. That is ridiculous. 2 to 4 people on the street at any given time for a population of 4,000, nobody thinks that makes sense. So one of the first things I did was introduce legislation, and it passed, to double our homeless outreach team. It's still not enough, but it's a step in the right direction, and we want to have a more concerted effort. It's not only in our targeted areas, such as the Tenderloin, where people, I think, understand that there are concentrations of homeless individuals, but also in our neighborhoods. You know, no neighborhood in San Francisco is immune right now from seeing homeless individuals on our commercial corridors, on our streets, and we want to make sure that we're able to address every corner of the city of San Francisco.
When you have the HOT team, the homeless outreach team, going out to see if they can help out with the homeless people who are on the streets, is there enough housing or are there enough beds for these 4,000 people who are on the streets of San Francisco at any given time?
So part of what we did in that legislation was also allocate additional resources to have more housing opportunities for them. You know, as you think about housing...
So right now they're not, you're saying?
Today they're not, but now that the resources are there, we have the financial ability to rent these rooms. And there are two types of models. There's really city-owned or nonprofit-owned housing that is really long-term based, right? We can have permanent affordable housing. Then there's also temporary housing. We call it the master lease program, where we actually are paying rent as a city for stabilization rooms and so forth. That's something that we can implement tomorrow, if you will. Now, the cost of rental housing is increasing in the city. Even SRO rooms in the Tenderloin, which has been the prototypical type of stabilization room. But those are two different types of housing. One is really the long-term solution. I think everyone would agree that if we had the ability and we could build housing incredibly quickly in the city of San Francisco, that's the best solution because that's a permanent solution. But we have the balance between the long-term and the immediate near-term needs. And so, you know, being able to rent different rooms, if you will, for individuals on our streets to house them, that's something we need to do as a city as well.